Who can bring deliverance but God? Who can bring out but the King of glory, the Lord of wonder? Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory will come in. But there's discussion about who is he. Well, let's settle it. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. What a mighty God we serve. I am grateful to be on here and to pray with you this evening, this afternoon, to pray, to enforce, to command, to decree, amen, to call those things, Romans 4:17, which be not as though they were. I believe if I want to let Sister Purdy pray again. Sister Purdy, if you're on here, I want to let you pray by Lamonde Le Kirala Masa. Sister Purdy's on here. Let's make room for Sister Purdy. Sister Purdy, speak for a couple of minutes and then pray. It's 6:06. You got to 6. If you're on here, it's 6:06. Yes, you got to 6:15 to go ahead and talk and then pray. And I just go as the Spirit of God leads you and pray. And then I'll take it from there. I felt led today to let you pray. Go for it.
Amen. We come to give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on this evening. We just thank God for who he is and what he's doing through this prayer call. We give honor to our man of God, our shepherd, our angel, the pastor that's after God's own heart, who's leading us into that place where God would have us to be, even in this self-same hour. And we just come to extol thee, O Lord. O God, we thank you, God, where you have lifted us up and has not made our foes to rejoice over us in the name of Jesus. And we, God, we just give you glory. We thank you, God, for the great things that you're doing in our lives and through our lives and for the rest of our lives. I am reminded of 2 Chronicles 7:14, where it says, if my people. So he's saying if. He's introducing a conditional clause. It's if and only if, under the circumstances if, under the condition if, as long as this is that if, and as long as this is going on if. It's predicated upon if we pray, situations will change. It's predicated upon if we pray, there will be a divine turn around. It's predicated upon if we pray, Jesus will intervene. So we're asking Jesus to intervene for us in this self-same hour. So we just want you to lift up your right hand and say, blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. So we're going into prayer. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we come before your throne of grace, God, to give you glory, God, to give you honor and to give you praise. We thank you, God, that you are our God, and besides you, there is no other God. We thank you, God, from the rising of the sun into the going down of the same, that your name, God, is to be praised. We thank you, Lord, that you are high above all nations and your glory above the heavens. Oh, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, that you are the Lord that giveth wisdom, Lord, and out of your mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. And God, we calling on God the entryways of that understanding, God, to be poured out upon us, God. Oh, Father, that we will be the church, God, to represent your kingdom and your powers and your glory, God. Oh, God, that we enforce your hand, God. Oh, Father, that you will lead us and show us a more excellent way, God. Oh, Father, how to govern ourselves in the earth, God. Oh, Father, there are things that are upon this earth, God. And Father, we need divine strategies in this hour, God. Oh, Father, we need to know, God, how to get results, God, out of prayer, God. Oh, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, God, that to everything there is a season and a time, and to every purpose up under heaven, God. And we thank you, God, that as the children of Issachar, God, which men that had understanding of the times, God, to know what Israel ought to do. We thank you, God, for letting there be an outpouring, God, of that anointing upon us, Father. Oh, God, that we'll know what to do, God, in the earth, God, that we'll know what to do at Kingdom City Church, Father. Oh, God, that we'll know what to do in situations, Father. Oh, God, that we'll know what to do in circumstances, Father. Oh, God, that we'll know what to do in business matters, Father. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for giving us insight to know what to do, God. Oh, God, in this perverse land, Father. Oh, among the generational vipers, God. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that you are God, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that your works are great, God, and that your thoughts are very deep, God. And we thank you, God, where you're calling us into those deep places, God. Oh, Father, that we don't be surface Christians, Father. Oh, God, but we are going to the secret things that belong unto you, Lord. Oh, you are our God, Lord. And those things, God, which are revealed belong to us, Lord. And we thank you for revealing to us, God, the things that we need to know, God. We thank you for revealing to us, God, your mind, God. Hey, God, for this passageway that you've given us to walk therein, God. Oh, God, we thank you for revealing to us, God, the corners of salvation that you've given to us, God. Hey, God, at Kingdom City Church, God, under our great leader, Father. Oh, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, that you'll open up our eyes of understanding, Lord, and that we will not, cannot, and shall not be ignorant of Satan's devices, Father. Oh, Father, we thank you, God, that you have raised us up together, God, to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that we are more than conquerors through him that loved us, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, that we are the head and not the tail. We thank you, Lord, that we are the limb and not the bar. We thank you, Lord, that we are above and not beneath. And that no weapon that formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rise up against us, Lord, thou shalt condemn right now. For this is the inheritance of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is of me, said the Lord. We thank you, God, for giving us the whole armor, Father. Oh, God, that we'll be strong in you, Lord, and in the power of your might, Lord. Oh, God, that we'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And having done all to stand there for, Lord, with our loins it up. Oh, Father, we give you glory, God. We give you honor, God. And, Father, we give you praise, Lord. We thank you, God, for blessing us, God, to be fruitful and multiply, God, and replenish the earth and subdue it, God. We thank you, God, for blessing us to operate out of the dominion that you've given us over the fish of the sea and over the fowls of the air and over every living thing, Lord, that moveth upon the earth. Hey, God, we give you glory, God. We thank you for your image and likeness, God, that's being manifested in us and through us, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for the Holy Ghost that lives in us and moves in us and have his being in us. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, Father, we rebuke, God, every contrary spirit. Oh, God, we rebuke the lies and deceit, God. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, God, we rebuke every lying tongue, God. Hey, Father, in Jesus' name, we rebuke, God, every false witness that's telling lies, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the hands that shed innocent blood, Lord, in Jesus' name. We rebuke the feet, God. Hey, God, that are quick to run into mischief, Lord. Oh, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, let that not be our portion, God, and that you will show us, God, what to do when these things come upon us, Lord. Oh, Father, that we will continue, Lord, that let this mind that's in us, God, that be the mind of Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father, for blessing us, God, to operate out of that place where you've already created in us a clean heart, Lord, and where you've already renewed the right spirit within us, God. Oh, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, that we will not back down, God. Oh, Father, but we will stand, God, with the strength and the confidence that you've given us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that we will use, God, call forth the elements, God, to move on our behalf, God. That the sun and the moon and the stars will war for us, God, and that the heavens will fight for us, Lord. Oh, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the cloud of witnesses, God, that's cheering us on, God. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, Father, we thank you, God, for the angels that's ascending and descending, God, going up into your kingdom, into your throne room, God, and bringing back that which is necessary to accommodate us in earth as it is in heaven. God. Oh, Father, we do stand, God, to be that light on the hill that shall not be hid. We do stand, Lord, to be the salt of the earth that has not lost its savor. And we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you praise, God, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Bless the Lord. What a mighty time of intercession as the woman of God begin to pray. Now, what I want you all to understand, and these are the things that the Spirit of God dealt with me about in my time with him. Now, you do understand the world calls it seven mountains of influence, seven spirits, but I want to call it seven pillars. There are seven pillars of influence, and you want to write these down because the whole world is affected by this. There are seven pillars of influence. That first pillar is the family. That second pillar is religion and faith. That third pillar is education. That fourth pillar is government and law. That fifth pillar is the media, news. That sixth pillar is arts and entertainment. That seventh pillar is business and economics. If God is going to use you, it is going to be in one of those pillars. If the enemy is going to influence a nation, influence a city, influence a community, influence whatever, he's going to hit one of those seven pillars. You don't never take the time and handle with the little baby folk. You always go to the top. If I wanted to influence a nation or influence a home, I would go to the leader of that home if I'm going to invade that home. The word of God says you cannot spoil a man's goods unless you first bind the strong man. So you must understand that there are pillars. And the pillar that I want to focus on tonight is the family. The devil is after your family. The enemy is after our family. The enemy is after our children. But we're going to pray. And I want you, while I'm praying, to begin to call out individuals in your family, your mother, your sister, your brothers, your nephews. And I'm going to begin to pray and intercede things. Now, I am focusing on the family, but I am not on one thing. My focus is the family. I always want you to understand, prayer has a target. You know, you can't be shotgunning in prayer. You got to have a target in your prayer. That's the only way you're going to get results. All right? Have something that you're targeting. Have something that you're going after. Have a specific thing that you're going after. Because it's not until you go after it that you can even understand if you got what you asked for. All right? My God, I'm so encouraged by the woman of God who testified on last night at KCC. That the Holy Ghost had me to pray on Friday night for divine healing. And her daughter, according to the report of the doctor, had broken her ankle. I believe that's what she said. But when they went and re-looked at the test, there was no manifestation or sign of it being broken on the chart, even though the body tried to say something else. You can't consider your body. That's what faith says in Romans chapter 4. He didn't consider his own body, but was strong in faith. Well, right now we're getting ready to pray for the family. There's an opportunity for you to tap into God and believe God specifically for your family, because that's what the devil is after. Let us make man, but this call, shall a man leave mother and father and cleave unto his wife, and the two shall become one. That's what the devil is after. He's after your family. If he wants to destroy a nation, destroy the family. If he wants to destroy a city, destroy the family. If you get the house out of order, you'll get the city out of order. If you get the house out of order, you'll get the schools out of order. Are you listening to me? I want you to understand that. The devil is after your family. But raise your right hand, say in the name of Jesus. Tonight, as I lift my voice and I pray, I thank you for deliverance in my family. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, First of all, I lift up the institution of the family. I lift up the institution of marriage. For you said in your word, hallelujah, that it is between a man and a woman. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come against the spirit of perversion. I come against the spirit, hallelujah, that would come to pervert the family unit. In Jesus' name, I thank you that families are going to be strong in this country, that families will be strong and prosperous. I thank you that families will be strong in KCC. I thank you that families will be strong in Houston. Families are strong in Jacksonville, and families are strong in Charlotte. I thank you that families are showing love for their community. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you and I praise you for deliverance from every spell. I break every spell that is over every child. I lift up my niece today. Hey, Bashaka, Lekobo Kubashani, Limandele Ekotolomokudala, Remandele Be Ezidibi Undolo Okosha. I lift up my nephew. I lift up my sister. I lift up my son and daughter. Father, I lift them up. Come on, lift up sons. Lift up daughters. Lift up nieces and nephews. Break it. Break every spell. Reverse every spell. Cancel every spell that is over the children. Come against every spell that is over our children. Call out the names of your children. Father, I break every spell today off of Chloe. I break every spell off of Anthony. I break every spell. Hey! Of Bailey in the name of Jesus. Father, I break every spell off of children right now. Every child that is represented in KCC Charlotte, every child that is represented, glory to God, in KCC Jacksonville and KCC Houston, I break every spell. I come against every stronghold of stubbornness. I come against every devil of disobedience. I dismantle the spirit of rebellion. I destroy confusion. I come against confusion in their minds. I break that spirit of ingratitude, that spirit, oh God, that causes them not to be thankful. You said in the last days that one of the signs of the end time, that they will be unthankful. I break the yoke of ingratitude. I break the stronghold of unthankfulness. And in the name of Jesus, I destroy the spirit of blindness, every veil that's over their eyes. Hey, Balabashata, Handililianda Lalabalabasha. Hey, I break every veil. I command every veil to catch fire that causes them to be cold, that causes them to be insensitive towards authority. I break that veil. I break that veil. I command that veil to catch fire. I command that veil to burn up, that makes them be cold towards their mother, cold towards their father, cold towards aunties and uncles. I break that veil in the name of Jesus. According to your word, you said the seed of the righteous will not perish, but they will be delivered. I enforce that promise and lift up the seed of the righteous. I thank you that the seed of the righteous will be delivered. The seed of the righteous will not perish. I break the spirit of deception in the name of Jesus. Father, I lift up the young people and I declare that they will not miss their steps, that they will not be ensnared, neither would they be bewitched. Hey, Balabasha, and they will not be victims of the casualties of the spirit of this age. Andele elo ondolo kushaba, shamandia, inanamashada. Hey, there's a spirit in the land, but they will not be casualties of that spirit in the name of Jesus. I thank you for ordering their steps as they walk through college. Order their steps as they walk through and do business. I thank you for divine steps being ordered. I thank you that you are directing their steps. I thank you in the name of Jesus that they will be led by your will and not by their passions and not by their appetites or their desires. In the name of Jesus, I break that spell that is causing fathers and mothers to bury their children. May that not be our testimony. We cancel it. We cancel it. We cancel that in the name of Jesus. No father, no mother will bury their children in KCC. No father, no mother will bury their children in Jacksonville, in Houston, and in Charlotte. I dismantle that spell. I break it. I destroy that curse. Hey, Alabashata.
Hallelujah.
Come on, lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and intercede. Break that off of your family. Break that spell of premature death. Break that spell where mothers are burying sons and fathers are burying daughters. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Kandili bi alabasha. Shatanana man shete. Yembi bi asolobo kuyande. Ikandolobo hosha. Hey, nele basha. Not so. Not so. Not so. Not so. Hey, beba. Hey, bikande. Hey. Italabasha, Shandelebe, Lemandileme, Ikandolobohosa. In the name of Jesus, I declare that not only that, but I declare that our children will not be orphans, that our children will not be fatherless, and our wives will not be widows. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I block, I override, I overturn all ill wills, every evil expectation that creates negative currents. That's coming against the family. I block every negative stream that is fighting against the family. I arrest all household wickedness and household enemies in the name of Jesus. I break, I pray against, I dismantle, I destroy, I uproot in the name of Jesus all untimely deaths of every husband, of every wife, of every son, of every granddaughter, of every grandchild. I rebuke all untimely death. I break every soul tie, and I command the release of godly marriages in the name of Jesus. I decree marriage for the singles according to the will of God, that they will not be stuck with everybody, but you are commanding godly marriages. I pray against emotionally manipulated relationships, emotionally manipulated marriages. I cancel it. I destroy it. I rebuke it. I cover the family with the blood of Jesus. I cover the family. I cover every husband. I cover every wife. I cover every son and daughter. I rebuke the spirit of suicide. I rebuke the spirit of murder that will come in that house. Hey, Bosha. Hey, Ikandalabasha. And I thank you that in KCC, families are strong. I thank you that families are strong in America. I thank you that families are stronger in the seven continents of the earth. I thank you that families are strong in the body of Christ. Father, I lift up Bishop Jake's marriage. I decree it blessed. I lift up Benny Hinn's marriage. I decree it blessed. I lift up Rod Parsley's marriage. I call it blessed. I lift up Boshebe Ubashata, George Myers' marriage, I call it blessed. I lift up my pastor's marriage, I call it blessed. I thank you for longevity. I lift up every marriage of anyone connected to me. Divorce, the Lord rebuke you. Divorce, the Lord rebuke you. Confusion, the Lord rebuke you. Every demonic spirit that is fighting the marriage, that is fighting the family, that is fighting our peace, in the name of Jesus, I issue a alo oshebe, a iabashata, eshebo, obasha. I issue a sanction against all household wickedness, against all household enemies, against all foreign enemies, domestic, international, within and without, at home and abroad. I cancel it. I override every ill will. I override all demonic plans in the name of Jesus. It is the prayers of the righteous that avail as much. You hear me? Power when you pray. Power when you intercede. Kala londola bokoda la bahazili miyan kala mandele kitai. Hey, arabasha. Psalm chapter 10. Mandere bekondoro bokuda da 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 basa. We'll hit another pillar on tomorrow. But I hope you understand what I'm telling you. Psalm chapter 10, verse 15. Look at what it says. Hallelujah. Break thou the arm of the wicked and the evil man. Seek out his wickedness till thou find none. Break thou the arm of the wicked. We are praying that every evil hand against us will be broken. Raise your right hand. Say, in the name of Jesus, every evil hand against my life. Every evil hand against my destiny, be broken, be broken, be broken. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that I understand the rules of engagement, and I know many there be that rise up against me, many there be that say of my soul, there is no hope for me in God, but thou, O Lord, are a shield for me. You are my glory and the lifter up of my head. Father, in the name of Jesus, there may be hands that rise against me to steal my monies. There may be hands that rise against me to strike me, to hurt me, but in the name of Jesus, may every hand that rise up against me wither up and break. I command that hand to wither up now. I command it to wither up now. Everything they are doing against my life, against my family, against my finances, against my reputation, against my name, against my future and destiny, may every hand that rise against me wither up and break. I break every evil hand. I break every evil agenda. I cancel every evil intention. Hey, 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 hey. I cancel it. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Shatalamanda, yebiohokoshama, mikoshamo, mokoshama, mekoshama, mekoshama, mekoshama. May every evil hand against my life be broken. May every evil agenda against my family be broken. May every evil plan against my husband, against my wife be broken. Wither up and die. I command every evil hand of cancer, every evil hand of sickness, every evil hand of infirmity, every evil hand of pride, every evil hand of anger against my life be broken. I said be broken. I said be broken. Hey, hey, hey. And say, Usama, Liandelebe, Lemakundelemaya, Yataban Shakoba Ukubusha. I said be broken. I said be broken. I said be broken. Lift your voice. Open your mouth and break it. Come on, open your mouth. You pray. You intercede. You break it. Break every evil hand. Break every stronghold. Break every attack of the enemy. Break it. Break it. Break it. Break it into pieces. Break it today. Allah, Allah Boshe, Ilelebe Shete, Lambian Sukamo, Mian Talama. Every strong arm of retaliation, every strong arm of sickness, every strong arm of backlash, every strong arm of evil intent and evil desire and evil passion, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken in the name of Jesus. Malabasha ukoboshite itabo shabande babosiba. Lebande lebe kubasia. Ilele babo shabande lebe kubarabasa. I don't know if the woman's name is Sandra or if your name is Sandra and you're praying for a woman who is in a hospital right now, but that woman is being healed. You will testify of a woman named Sandra who received a supernatural miracle. Either it is Sandra receiving the miracle on this line praying, or the woman in the hospital name is Sandra, but the hand of the enemy against her is being broken now. Break, 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 in the name of Jesus. Koshe mama shata. Y'all, every time I go to praying, I get fired up. I get stirred up because I know that 2022 is going to be a phenomenal year. I know that it's going to be one of the greatest years of your life. And I know the enemy is trying to frustrate you. He wants to upset you. He wants to get under your skin. Amen. He wants to hinder you from receiving everything that God has from you by causing you to become overwhelmed with small stuff. But I believe I have a word from the Lord to tell you, don't sweat the small stuff. This is not an hour to sweat the small stuff. Be focused. Be focused. Intercede. Target yourself in prayer. Stay at his face. Stay in intercession, not just on this call. Pray when you get off. Pray in the morning. Pray in the afternoon. Make prayer your life, all right? Don't play with this. Prayer is working, and I'm telling you why you don't need to pray. Because when you pray, you are upsetting things in the spirit realm. And don't you know that you are not going to pray against things and intercede and get in prayer, and the devil's not going to fight you? That's his job. All kind of attack, all kind of things you're going to experience that you don't normally experience because you're doing something you don't normally do. All right? So make it your business to get in prayer and to push. Don't just play with this. Pray. Make prayer your life. If you want it to happen, you got to pray it through. The evil hand of the enemy is being broken. I'm challenging everybody right now to sow a seed tonight of $10.15 from Psalm 10:15. Psalm 10:15. You are sowing at $PBCJR. $PBCJR. You're sowing a seed of $10.15. I want you to sow in faith, believing God for breakthrough, for change, for turnaround. But specifically, that whatever the enemy is planning against you be broken, that the arm of the wicked be dismantled, that the arm of the wicked be broken. I want to challenge 10 of you to sow $100.15. Just 10 of you. I want to challenge 10 of you to sow $100.15. But we are breaking the arm of the wicked concerning your son, concerning your daughter. My God, we prayed for the family today. We prayed for the family unit, for your mothers, your sisters, your brothers. Come on. There's power in prayer. There's power in intercession. There's power when you call on the name of the Lord. That's why the devil don't want you to pray, young lady. That's why the enemy don't want you to pray. Because when you pray, things begin to happen. You that are part of KCC, I've given you this week off. Yes, I've given you this week off, so you have time to pray. Now, we're having service in Charlotte. Hallelujah. We're going to have service, and I really want to make it my business to be out of there by 9 o'clock. We're not going to be in there past 9, all right? We're going to be out in Charlotte by 9 o'clock. That's our Bible study, all right? Out by 9, okay? Period. No discussion, no questions asked. We'll be out of there by 9 o'clock because we're going to go in there and hear the word. And I want you that at the other locations to make sure you watch. All right? You are hearing out of out of Jerusalem. The services will be given. But I'm preparing us for what God is about to do. But churches are still open for prayer. Now, some of you got this week off. Some of you got time off. Let's see what you do with it. Let's see if you go to church and pray and intercede. Let's see if you honor the word of the Lord. So I'm challenging every person to sow your seed in faith that the hand of the enemy, the arm of the enemy would wither up and break. That thing will break. Whatever the enemy is planning, be broken. In the name of Jesus. And we are preparing. And we are preparing. What we preparing for? We're preparing for our watch night service. You all over the world. I would be getting ready to make my way for the new year. I told you, we got to pray intentionally and break this thing this year. The reason we got to do it is because it can't go into next year. The devil is a liar. We will not experience death next year. Over the next 7 years like we experienced this last year or two. That thing got to break in the name of Jesus. So sow your seed. You know how to sow. You can sow it at briancarn.com. You that don't have Cash App, you can mail it in at P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida, 32239. You can send it however you want to, but let's honor God and sow our seed in faith, trusting God for the supernatural. I am encouraged because I know that God is faithful. He's a man of his word. He does what he says. And what do I tell you? He never does. He don't tell no lies. I can't wait to pray with you in the morning. as we call on the name of the Lord, believing God for miracles, for breakthrough, for change, for turnaround, and that the hand of the enemy be broken. Did you hear me? I said the hand of the enemy be broken. Let's try it again. I said the hand of the enemy be broken against your life. It is so, and it shall be even as God has said. In the name of Jesus, I look forward to it. I'll pray with you in the morning. Let's get ready. Let's pray. Call on Jesus. Do not miss one prayer call this week. That's an instruction from the Lord. Don't miss one. That's the word of the Lord. More grace.